Welcome back. It's been a little while since we've had Damian Utar here on the program, the City of Quincy's community liaison. So what better time than the start of the new year to bring him back and let folks know a little bit about his position and about what he has planned for 2025. So happy new year, Damian, first of all.
Happy new year to you, Joe, and thanks for having me.
Oh, a pleasure, as always. I guess a good place to start would be when did you start working for the City of Quincy and what is the community liaison?
So I started, actually, the position became active on June 5th of 2023.
Okay.
And the role of community liaison, really, it's a bridge between multiple stakeholders, the primary stakeholder being the residents of Quincy, and really working to ensure that folks have quality access to the services that are provided here, addressing barriers as they come up. Mm-hmm. There are many barriers that sometimes make it such that folks are just not getting that access. And so part of my job is to work with other departments and agencies to address those barriers and learn from some of those experiences, right, so that way we decrease those barriers over time.
I know that a big part of initially your goal was to just listen, right?
Yes.
To really go around to the city, both within the government and in the community, and just listen and find out what the needs were.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And that was quite successful. Mm-hmm. You know, the first year, just an active listening tour, I refer to it as. And folks, they spoke.
Okay.
And so I was able to learn a lot. Quincy is it's a great city. There are so many folks who have lived and worked here for decades. You know, I've met folks who have been working here for 40 and 50 years. Some folks have been living here for 60 years. And just hearing from them. And it's a very diverse city. Mm-hmm. It is spread out, as you know, into about six different wards. And it's a bit of a mosaic of different cultures and subcultures. And it was just a wonderful experience, and it continues to be a wonderful experience, just listening and learning and, you know, just getting that historical perspective. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, that is an activity that I will be continuing for the duration of time, because things change. And,
sure,
you know, being the seventh largest city in the Commonwealth with almost 102,000 people, that's a lot of listening and a lot of touring. Mm. So I'll be doing that for the foreseeable future.
It's important to point out, though, that you yourself are a product of the city.
I am.
Yeah.
I am an immigrant.
You're a part of that fabric.
Indeed, yeah. Absolutely. I'm an immigrant to the city. I've lived here now for 24 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's I'm honored and humbled to call it home.
Yeah.
And now to serve the city.
Yeah. Have you learned things through this role about the city that you didn't previously know?
Yes. One of the major things that I learned was and pardon me, I may be butchering it a little bit, but the first lady from, I believe it was it Sierra Leone? Came here and talked about the history between, I think it was John Adams or John Quincy Adams, and he provided pro bono legal services to a slave that was captured from Africa and brought here. And, you know, that's a rich piece of history that I think needs to be told more often.
Yeah.
Things of that nature needs to be told more often.
Yeah, it was President John Quincy Adams.
Yes.
Defending the slaves aboard the ship, the Amistad.
Yes, indeed.
Successfully, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
absolutely,
as you mentioned, for free.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So that was a very heartwarming lesson to
have
learned.
Sure. So what would you consider kind of some of your major accomplishments so far?
As I mentioned, the listening tour.
Yes, right.
Also, from a more tangible standpoint,
yep,
we've created a link to the city's website.
Yes.
So the role now has become a lot more visible. And we're seeing that in terms of day-to-day operations. We're getting a lot more phone calls, a lot more emails, because there's a link to the role on the city's website.
Great.
So folks are learning about the role that way, and they are utilizing that link and reaching out. Some of the other accomplishments is just really having that visibility throughout the city, and also developing strong partnerships with a number of departments and agencies throughout the city. And some of those departments is the health department, mm-hmm, the police department, community police, or library, Manatee Community Health, Bay State Health. And in fact, right now we are meeting, there's a five departments that we meet all monthly at the library, myself, the police, Manatee, and Father Bills. We meet regularly to discuss issues and challenges, and we brainstorm solutions. And the health department, we work quite regularly regarding if they're having challenges in terms of some of their day-to-day operations. Some of the folks that they serve have social, emotional, or sometimes mental health challenges, and they need that extra assistance in terms of trying to bridge some of those challenges. And so they will reach out, and I go along with them to do some of the inspections. And so those are real tangible ways in which the role has been utilized.
Yes.
I'm also developing a lot of relationships with community groups, and just being aware of what they're doing and supporting some of what they're doing as well. And just, again, like I said, you know, having that sense of visibility and responding to people in a quick and sort of a timely way has been one of the some of the achievements thus far. The other thing is that because Quincy does not exist in a vacuum, and so I am now part of a number of statewide coalitions, some of which are the Massachusetts DEI Coalition, and that coalition has over 60 cities and towns represented. And so we meet twice a month, and I'm really learning a lot about different cities and different towns and how they're addressing some issues, and what exists outside of Quincy, what's working well, what's not working well. And that, I think, puts us in a very good position to be proactive in looking at some of the social and cultural challenges that may not necessarily be pervasive in Quincy.
Yes.
But we live in a transient time. People are moving in and out.
It's
and
true.
What we understand the sociocultural challenges to be today may not be the same as 5 years from now. So it's really good to be prepared.
Yeah. You and I were speaking before the program about kind of the differences between constituent services that exists within the city and community liaison. I think it might be important to explain that, just to give an idea for why folks would reach out to you as opposed to constituent services.
Right. And I think the best way to do so is just to give an example or
two. Yeah, I agree.
So someone calls the constituent services department if they just want a simple question to be answered. There are times, however, where people, they may not know what they don't know.
That's right.
Or sometimes they'll reach out and ask a question or two, and the response, it's difficult for them to understand for a variety of reasons. Sometimes, we live in a multicultural society.
Certainly.
And what people are accustomed to, where they're coming from, may not necessarily be the same as what happens here.
Yeah.
And so accessing their government is not necessarily second nature to them. And so they may need some extra hand-holding in terms of understanding the process. And one of the things that I oftentimes will say to folks is that sometimes it's not a lack of intelligence. It's just simply they're just not used to it being done this way.
Right. Yes.
And being able to talk with someone who can help to guide that process is really very helpful. So I actually work very closely with constituent services who will reach out to me when they do experience some of those visits or calls from residents.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily only a language barrier, right? As you mentioned,
exactly.
It's a cultural barrier. So
they
may be thinking that their problem needs to be addressed by one department, but in actuality, it's a totally separate department.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've gotten calls from individuals who are having sort of landlord issues or housing issues, and you know they're from America, and but they're just having difficulties navigating. You know, I tell people a lot that navigating governmental systems can be very daunting. Very daunting.
Yeah, even at the municipal level, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, and the other thing is, people sometimes they're reaching out when they are at a point emotionally and where they're just spent.
Yes.
And sometimes they need someone with a kind of a background to be able to appreciate that,
right,
and sort of help to lay the foundation and guide a process.
Yeah.
And so, I'm useful in that regard as
well. Yeah, well, and you really need to be skilled at listening and determining what the real problem is and how to best to help them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And let me just end that part by saying that sometimes people just need to vent. And so it's not necessarily that they are looking for tangible answers,
right,
but it's just more that they want a space to vent. And so I can provide that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The bar side chat, if you will, right?
Indeed,
Let's talk about some of your goals for 2025, if we can, Damien.
Yes. So one of the goals is to really continue listening and learning. And there are some other goals around that are more tangible. As you and I were speaking before coming on air, that there are lots of wonderful things happening in the city of Quincy. But part of the problem is that it's not reaching, the information about it, it's not reaching as many folks. Folks who are plugged in to the systems, folks who are plugged into QATV and
yes,
Quincy Sun and so on, they're hearing about it, but right, there are lots of people who are not.
Right.
And so part of my goal is to work with stakeholders to build out different platforms to be able to connect with a broader audience so folks can hear and know what's going on in the city. The other piece is to have in place data tracking systems to be able to understand, you know, what are some of the trends throughout the city, both positive and negative, because that's how we're going to be able to analyze data by tracking them. And the third part is to really have using technology to create systems that are interactive, so folks can give feedback.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of what's working and what's not. So not only are we putting information out, but that the public have the opportunity to react and respond. So it becomes a two-way communication,
okay,
rather than just us pushing things out.
Yes.
I want to be able to have a platform where people can respond and even give ideas.
Okay. So in person, are you thinking, or virtually, or both? Or?
Both.
Okay.
Because that's one of the things that we talked about as well, that not everyone accesses technology for a variety of reasons. Either they don't have access, or it's just a time management issue. They have these gadgets, but they just don't have the time.
Right. Okay. And they don't have a young person to help them.
True.
Navigate as well. But there are so many new people coming in all the time. They might not even know where to go to access the information. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that? Do you position yourself in the lobbies of new apartment buildings and hand out flyers? Or?
Well, one of the things that I have been doing, and I will continue to do so, is just literally, I think the last time I was here, I talked about the difference between outreach and inreach.
Yes.
And, you know, outreach is what a lot of us do. We put information out. But in order to ensure that that information is properly assimilated, you have to be in the spaces that you're putting the information out. So one of the things that I have been doing since I began this role is to physically be in the community.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll sometimes be at a coffee shop, or I'll be at the library, or wherever there's a community space. Sometimes I'll just sit there,
yes,
and I just get my computer out and I just do some work, but I'm physically there and I'm observing in real time. And sometimes I just introduce myself to groups of people and just have a conversation and tell them who I am.
Is that right?
And so it's the sort of old-fashioned sort of boots on the ground and just connecting with people.
Yeah.
A significant part of this role is being physically out and about and connecting with people face-to-face.
Word of mouth is still the best form
indeed
of advertising, right?
Absolutely.
Speaking of being out and about, there are two events coming up
that
you'll be out and about at that we want to let folks know about, right?
Yes. And that will be the Martin Luther King Breakfast.
Yes.
Being sponsored by the city. It will be at the Terrell Room, January 20th, from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And the Tyrrell Room is 254 Quarry Street right here in Quincy. And the main speaker will be former Boston Police Commissioner William Grass.
Yes.
Just to let folks know.
Yes.
And then there's a second event being organized by a community group, a local group here in Quincy, Stand Out Quincy for Black Lives.
Right.
This will be at the United Parish Church here in Quincy Center, and that will be from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. So do check one or both of them out.
Okay, very good. And you'll of course be at both.
I will be present, yes,
as well
for both.
The breakfast series. Have you met the former police commissioner in the past, William Grass?
I have not. This will be my first time meeting him.
Okay, all right. Yes. Do you think there'll be some kind of a way to connect with him for going forward to help here in the city, perhaps?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I will be meeting him that morning, okay, and we'll see where we go from there.
Okay. Are you concerned, Damien, with, you've probably heard about recently kind of corporate pushback against mm-hmm. some of their DEI mm-hmm. policies. I know that your position came about as a result of a discussion about DEI issues here in the city. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
You know, I'm not sure mm-hmm. in terms of what's happening in other spaces, but what I do know is that, you know, here in Quincy, you know, the approach that I'm taking and that we're taking is to we address all individuals mm-hmm. and to ensure that everyone is treated fairly mm-hmm. and that everyone has quality access to services. And I think that the creation of this role speaks to that, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in that we're taking the kind of approach that whatever the barriers are, we're looking to address those in a fair and equitable manner.
Yeah. We've been putting up your phone number as well as your email address, so mm-hmm. folks can reach out to you directly.
Absolutely.
If they have questions or concerns.
Absolutely.
All right. Great to see you.
Same here.
Happy New Year.
The very same to you.
Thank you very much.